This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Another round of blasts reported in Lebanon today, a day after a dozen people were killed and thousands injured when pagers exploded. Sources tell ABC News Israel was responsible yesterday. ABC's Lama Hassan has more.
We are hearing reports that there have been more explosions heard in several locations across the city with large plumes of smoke above Beirut's skyline. It's unclear at this point if this is coming from the explosions that were heard. Now, we understand that this took place at a funeral in southern Beirut. And as you can imagine, it was packed with mourners. Eyewitnesses are reporting that more communication devices may have exploded.
After another assassination attempt against former President Trump, GOP House leaders could take up a vote later this week on a bipartisan measure to provide enhanced U.S. Secret Service protection for both Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris, and also for future presidential candidates. And the Fed board poised to lower interest rates today. It could be the first since 2020. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance predicts Donald Trump will win Wisconsin. He rallied supporters in Eau Claire yesterday.
From Wisconsin, we're going to send a message. And that message is, we're going red, the country's going red, Donald J. Trump is our president, and we're going to win in November.
Trump maintains he won Wisconsin in 2020, though all evidence shows he lost. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Madison Friday night. Senator Tammy Baldwin is speaking out for in vitro fertilization. Senate Republicans blocked a bill establishing a nationwide right to IVF yesterday. Baldwin says IVF helps people who want to have families. Baldwin's challenger, Eric Hovde, also says he supports IVF procedures. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Western Wisconsin was once again visited by a person on the presidential ticket. Republican Vice Presidential Candidate J.D. Vance spoke at a rally in Eau Claire yesterday. Vance's rally was centered around immigration policy. It was his second visit to Eau Claire and said during the rally that he hoped he would be coming back to the area again soon. On Friday, Democratic Presidential Candidate Kamala Harris will be in Madison for her eighth visit to the state this year and fourth since becoming the presidential nominee. One person is hurt after a pedestrian was hit by a semi Tuesday morning on La Crosse's north side. The crash happened on Rose Street near the intersection with Gillette Street just before noon yesterday. The person that was hit was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. The driver of the semi wasn't hurt in the crash. The Wisconsin State Patrol and La Crosse Police Department are investigating the crash. No charges were filed as of Thursday morning, according to online court records. Names also have not yet been released. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. The Brewers' magic number is 1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Kuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee lost 5-1 to the Phillies on Tuesday, but because the Chicago Cubs also lost, the Brewers need either a win or a Cubs loss on Wednesday to clinch the NL Central and a playoff spot. With the Cubs game likely done before the Brewers take the field against the Phillies, Milwaukee could know its playoff fate before first pitch tonight. The Green Bay Packers may be without Jordan Love for a second straight game due to an MCL sprain, but Coach Matt LaFleur is ready to go with Malik Willis, who he said is prepared if they need him again.
Every game's a little bit different, and just in my initial glimpses of Tennessee's defense, I mean, this is a pretty salty group. It's got a lot of good veterans on it, and there's some premier players over there, so it's going to be a tough task regardless. But we'll put together a game plan, that one that we feel like can give us an opportunity to win the game.
The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Kuska with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The unseasonable warmth continues today, too, under sunny skies as highs smack the mid-80s. Few more clouds filtering in here this evening, becoming partly cloudy. We'll leave us tomorrow under a mix of sun and clouds as showers and some storms move in by the afternoon and especially into the evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on Earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping? Your mind racing? So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild comes in studio with me. We're going to talk about extra security for the political candidates. And can the Republicans keep the government open? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer working around the clock, 24/7, 365 days a year, Mr. Aaron Zomers on the board.
That is not true.
Yep, close to it, partner, as my granddad used to say. 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. It is Wednesday, September 18th, 2024. Mr. Zomers, it is
Pump Day.
That's right. Even the camel working overtime this week, high atop State Street to block off the Capitol Square. Glad to have you along, overcast skies, but all in all, a pretty darn nice week here in beautiful Wisconsin. Big show today coming up at hour two. Going to talk about the new movie, thus my Brewers jersey, my Euchre jersey, and my my bracelet here that says "Just a Bit Outside, 82 Brew Crew." We're going to have the director and producers of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Milwaukee Brewers, back on the program today. Because they're going to talk about the success of this film that, of course, we were there for the premiere last week in Waukesha. And get this, they're only on 14 screens in America, all in Wisconsin, and yet they had the number 4 movie in the U.S. last week, according to U.S. box office, per screen average. It's got 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, and people are just loving it. It's been extended for another week here in Wisconsin and expanding down into Illinois this weekend as well. So Kelly and Sean are back on the program, and have some fun with them in hour number two. Also going to talk a little bit about what's happening in Western Wisconsin. J.D. Van Orton, J.D., slip of the tongue. That'd be quite a thing, wouldn't it? J.D. Vance and Derek Van Orton talking about healthcare. Our own James Kelly asking great questions in Eau Claire yesterday. Van Orton and J.D. Vance really didn't have a whole lot of answers. But first, I want to bring on, per usual, on a Wednesday, the host of Up North News Radio, every morning from 6 until 8, Pat Kreitlow, and also the senior advisor of the Lincoln Project, Trygve Olsen, joining us from our nation's capital. Gentlemen, thanks for being here. Welcome once again.
Oh, gosh, thank you. Todd, I am so glad to be here. I am so relieved to be here. I am thankful. I am grateful. I am still trying to come down from yesterday's news conference at the state capitol by Republicans, including Congressman Tom Tiffany and the Dodge County Sheriff, who's been harassing local officials and trying to intimidate them into not using drop boxes. Thank goodness they had that news conference about that November referendum to keep those darn non-citizens from voting, because I checked, and the Wisconsin Elections Commission tells me that since 2019, do you know how many non-citizens have tried to vote illegally and have been referred for prosecution, Todd? Do you know how many non-citizens have been involved in this scheme to overturn our elections?
Tell us, Pat Kreitler.
Three. We're going through a referendum to amend the Constitution for three people.
Yeah.
Thank God Tom Tiffany, the Dodge County Sheriff, and everybody else in the Republican Party is so massively involved in talking to the public about this important issue. I am so relieved, Tom. Thank you.
Hey, public service announcement. There you go.
Three.
Right, three. And then they had, did you see the 60 Minutes report with Scott Pelley? They had that retired conservative federal judge who led a conservative group, and they found that zero precincts, not states, but zero precincts would have had any sort of a different outcome in the 2020 election due to any sort of voter fraud.
Well, then why would they keep talking about non-citizens and immigrants? Why would they talk about migrants eating cats and dogs? Why could this be, Todd? You know the strategy. Oh, wait. Trigg V. Olsen has his hand up. Yeah. The gentleman.
I have a quick question that's kind of important.
Yes, sir.
I don't think we're streaming at the moment. I can't find it on the Twitter machine to retweet.
Really? We're not. We've had some streaming issues, and not the urologist thing, the technical kind, for the past Monday, Tuesday, and today. We have not been able to stream to Facebook.
Anywhere?
But only our YouTube has worked.
Let's check it as Omer's.
Hey, Pat, J.D. Van Orton? If J.D. Van Orton. Do you know if J.D. Vance and Derek Van Orton had a kid, what it would be named?
What?
Weird Odd One.
It's been Zomers tells us that our Facebook is streaming now. We had that same issue earlier, but now ours is.
I can't find it on the Twitter machine. I was going
to. How about the civic?
I
think the civic Twitter is the civic Twitter is streaming.
I looked on both.
I don't know. Doc is here. Doc is not here. I'm not sure. it's
three people, Pat. Three people.
Three.
It's not even a thing.
Right.
No,
explain to us, guys, because I'll tell you what is a thing is once again, Wisconsin voters are going to get confused because there is, and honest to God, I didn't know this until I think it was 2 days ago when I read a story about it, that there is yet another referendum on the ballot in November about this.
Correct.
Pat, explain this because it's. I think a lot of people who don't follow this stuff like we do, that when they're not political nerds, are going to go, "What is this?"
And they should. They should say, "What is this?" And they should. They should greatly question the motivation of why are you again just talking about all those scary black and brown people committing crimes, eating pets, voting in elections when they can't. All these things that aren't actually happening or not happening in any significant number, what could be motivating them? I will let other people decide. But in the meantime, the Republicans have indeed put a referendum on the ballot for this November. It changes the constitutional language that says something about voting for every U.S. citizen, and it would change it to only a U.S. citizen.
Right.
So it's a technical change, but would make clear that non-citizens cannot vote. Now, having said that, we have heard from Deborah Kronmiller of the League of Women Voters, and we're going to probably play this soundbite again tomorrow, that there is actually a reason why you have some local units of government in the country, not in Wisconsin, but in the country, allowing non-citizens to vote in local elections because they live there. They work there. Their kids go to school there. They pay taxes there. I know you want to, some people want to say that migrants just sit on couches all day and collect checks. No, they're actually working in the barns and every place else, and they're paying taxes. Mm-hmm. And so why not give them a say in who's on their kids' school board? I believe what we're trying to avoid here is, there's that phrase, taxation without representation.
Right.
And Tom Tiffany and Derek Van Orden and everybody else are perfectly good with taxation without representation if it helps them vilify others to win elections.
Here's a question that I would have in all seriousness. So let's say Jordan Love comes back from his knee injury and the rest of the season throws three incomplete passes or even interceptions, Would we hold a referendum statewide to get rid of Jordan Love?
for three bad passes?
Would we waste the money for three? Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is ridiculous.
It is. And I just wanted to, again, I only learned that statistic this morning, as you can tell by my enthusiasm, that we're talking about three people since 2019.
And how much will this cost?
Right. I don't know. A lot. I'm going
to
put it that
Somebody should find that out, because these people who claim to be the champions of fiscal responsibility and are all worried that the, you know, UW system is somehow wasting money on this or that or whatever, are going to waste all this resources on three occurrences.
Yeah.
Well, and again, just to put it down there where the chickens can get at it, as Judge Weissman once said, what you're going to hear, I believe, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, what people are going to hear in more goofy radio and TV ads is currently, you know, illegals can vote in Wisconsin, which is just completely misleading. Unless you are a citizen, and I witnessed this firsthand.
Or a permanent resident with a green card in local elections.
Well, okay. I'm saying...
In some places. It isn't... So to Pat's point, the people who can vote in elections, and I know this because my wife is green card, local elections for things like school board because they have kids, are permanent residents, not in federal or state elections.
Well, and there's a tie into what happened here in Eau Claire yesterday, where J.D. Vance and Derek Van Orden, and maybe their love child, I still don't know. But anyway, J.D. Vance specifically referenced non-citizens voting in Georgia, Ohio, and North Carolina. And he said hundreds, maybe thousands of people. And so I thought, I'm gonna go check this out. And sure enough, there is an AP story that found that in Ohio recently, they found 137 suspected non-citizens on the rolls. That's out of 8 million voters. In Georgia, an audit found about 1,600 had attempted to register over a period of 25 years. None actually registered. In North Carolina, an audit found 41 legal immigrants who had not yet become citizens cast ballots. And again, that's out of 4.8 million ballots cast. This is a solution in search of a problem. The problem appears to be Republican politicians who want to scare you rather than solve actual problems.
We're going to come back, guys.
How many instances of that was it in Ohio? Give me that number again.
In Ohio, it was, scroll up, Pat, if you would please, 137 out of 8 million voters.
Yeah. I'll have the percentage when we come back.
All right. I was going to say your calculator is going to need some extra time.
Pat, can you stick around?
For you? I've already hijacked your show this long. Sure, I'll stick around.
Yeah. Pat's going to come back. Trigby's going to come back. On the way out of this break, I want to say something really important. I had the honor of meeting Rick Smith of the Rick Smith program that airs every night on this network. He's a great guy and very generous with his time. He is going through an unimaginable tragedy. His wife was hit while she was riding her motorcycle blindsided, by a driver turning the wrong way, and she is fighting for her life. Last night, Rick posted on his Twitter, quote, "I fear the end is near. I am so devastated by this senseless tragedy. I am focusing on how lucky I have been to be loved by the most amazing woman ever." I cannot imagine what Rick Smith is going through today. There is a GoFundMe for his family. I'll have Zomers put that in our show notes. I would encourage all of us to do what we can. Certainly our thoughts, prayers, and good vibes go to Rick Smith and his family during this terrible crisis. We'll come back more after this on the Todd Allemaal Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to the Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
You might wonder, John Legend, how do you keep your voice sounding so legendary? Honey, and how do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date? With a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC.
The fresher, the better.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot.
Sponsored by Pfizer. At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Thank you for tuning in. Got my friend Earl Ingram Jr., Civic Media's own. Earl, thanks for joining me and hanging out in Waukesha, man.
Man, you sound like you've done this before.
It's been a couple of times. I mean, not as old as veteran as you, perhaps, Earl.
The first time you're doing this under the Dominic Salvia Show, you've invited me. It's an honor.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Welcome back to the Title Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 now past the hour of 12 noon on this Wednesday, September 18th, 2024. What do you dial up there, Mr. Zombers?
Pride and Joy by Stevie Ray Vaughan. Nice. It's what I've been using whenever we get Pat to stick around an extra segment.
Well, we play a little Stevie because he likes the old Stevie.
Yeah, that.
Absolutely. Yes. Here with Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, every morning from 6 until 8 on Civic Media, and the senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, like myself, a former Republican, Mr. Trigvi Olsen, joining us from our nation's capital. I'm going to go to the phone lines in a moment, but first of all, Trigvi, as Jed Clampett once said, "Woo-wee, that boy can cipher. What do you got for us?"
I tried to do the math myself, but it didn't really work. But it is literally 0.0001715.
Which means the number of ballots from non-citizens in Ohio is not 2%. It's not 0.2%. It's not 0.2%. It's not 0.2%. It's 0.2% is what we're talking about here.
That's what we're talking about.
Man, were they good at teaching math in the 70s, late 70s at UW-Eau Claire.
You know, we had the best abacai around.
Did you use? You used an abacus.
No,
it's hilarious.
I had not an abacus. I had Abacab. I had the Genesis album. I would spin that at WUEC, the old college radio station.
I know.
Nice.
Okay, in all honesty, Pat and I were in college at the same time, and I was younger than Pat by a couple of years, but he had a pretty popular show spinning records on.
He was getting all the babes. He was
when
on
I was
the
a
air.
Freshman year.
Yeah, all the babes. Yeah. The one I'm still with 41 years later.
So, look at that. Love wins.
It's a beautiful thing.
Something in the air tonight.
Oh, very good. Very good. Mm-hmm. This is your show. What do you want to talk about?
Well, 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We have Karina calling in from beautiful Milwaukee on WAUK. Karina, you want to talk about the immigration question. Karina, what say you?
Well, hi, Todd. You see, you guys are right, and I think it's gaslighting, and we want to protect your rights as a citizen so nobody else is messing up with your decision, where it's not even happening in Wisconsin.
Right.
So it's just such a hypocrisy, and, people do not meet their constituents for year and decades, and then all of a sudden you have that we're going to protect you from something that doesn't even exist in this state. And another thing I want to say, Todd, and it's probably a question for Matt and I missed when he was last week with you on the radio. That I don't know how come those people they are legally immigrants here, so they have a legal protection here for them. How is it that they wouldn't go with the case to Trump or whatever the organization they represent or somebody for a defamation of a character? They basically out loudly lied about the people eating the pets and made them weird for a whole country. Not only them, but the culture, the people, the country they're coming from. It's it's the same thing when, you know, I hear about Russia, oh, Russian or barbarian.
You know
nothing, okay? Right. You know nothing.
Yep. No, I appreciate it, Karina. And I know you've talked openly on this show. You're an immigrant yourself. Trigby's wife is an immigrant. You know, many of my close friends are. And I think you bring up a really valid point. I'll leave the legal stuff to Matt Flynn and Maggie Dawn. I don't know all the parameters of what constitutes defamation or not. But I think the point is really well taken in that J.D. Vance has said on the air that he admitted it was all a lie. And now there are still schools this week in Ohio that are not meeting in person because of the threats out there. And I don't want to conjecture too much, but we're getting word today that there are schools near Burlington and in the Milwaukee area who've also, I don't know if it's connected or not, but have had threats called in. They appear not to be true. But Pat Kreitlow, Trigby Olson, words have consequences.
Of course they do. Of course they do. And the thing is, they know this because here's what we're not talking about today. Donald Trump's concept of a plan for health care, you know, where when we're talking about the incendiary remarks about immigrants, we're not talking about the fact that it was Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone who killed the bipartisan border security and immigration reform bill. They want us talking about these other things rather than the lack of any ideas that would actually move the economy forward. J.D. Vance, again, is still telling that lie about, you know, a post-birth abortion, abortion in the ninth month, because, again, it distracts from what Trump did with the Dobbs decision to pack the Supreme Court and to, you know, turn those justices into, you know, basically perjurers who said that that Roe v. Wade was settled law until it wasn't. We're not talking about those things because they know if they throw out, you know, the shiny stuff, people want to talk about that instead.
Trigby?
I think it goes, I mean, I agree with everything Pat said. I think the other piece of it is, though, there's a dehumanization element with him repeating a story like that. And it is an attempt, and it is an unfortunate thing that during, you know, I'm reading Meacham's book on Lincoln and the Civil War. Mm-hmm. There are points in our history where people have repeated these urban legends that are attempts to dehumanize other groups of Americans. And it's just outrageous. What I also think is outrageous, though, is I saw J.D. Vance talking about this on an interview on CNN, and he basically was saying that, well, I'm a senator from Ohio. I have to talk about and ensure that such things are investigated. I mean, it would be as ridiculous if I were to say, Todd told me that Pat knows someone who saw somebody whose brother's sister's cousin who lives next to Mosinee saw Bigfoot. Now, since I just made that out in the public domain, I hope Ron Johnson and his office, if they're listening, will get on that right away. Because apparently Bigfoot is roaming the area near Mosinee.
It's that kind of logic, and sometimes it's fanciful like that. Other times it's serious. I was reminded again about how when the Hmong first moved into Eau Claire and Wausau, there were all 100%. These stories about carp, you know, carp farms in the basements, and you know, just silly things like that. That, like you said, Todd, these things have real consequences and keep our communities from coming together.
Pat Kreitlow, every morning, Up North News Radio 6 until 8. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you next week. And coming
up, thanks, guys.
My pleasure, Trigby Olson. Your phone calls, Mike and Matt on the phone lines. Do not hang up. We see you on the lines, as Flynn says. Back with Zomers, Olson, and myself. It's the Almost Joe in Civic Media.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you midday on a Wednesday. Crop insurance is one of the elements in the farm bill. But even if a farm bill continues to get held up, growers will still have access to the program. Jessica Sarbacher is a vice president and crop insurance manager at Lake Ridge Bank. She explains that while a delayed farm bill means that updates won't get made to the program, crop insurance is considered a permanent law and will stick around.
So we do not have to be in a panic when it comes to a farm bill of crop insurance, or I've gotten questions of, you know, will my claim still get paid? All of those things, it's permanent law. It will continue to go on as it is currently set up. Part of the problem is in some of the farm bill discussions, there's some really great changes that could be coming down the pipeline with the farm bill to crop insurance. And without getting a new farm bill, it puts all of those at a halt. So there are things being discussed in the farm bill that we hope to see. But if we don't get one passed, we're not going to see it.
Jessica Sarbacher is a crop insurance manager at Lake Ridge Bank. We'll take a look at what commodity prices are doing midday on a Wednesday next. It was for the love of the land and childhood memories that Troy Porter of Porter's Patch in Bondwell decided to change his career to run the family farm. This week, he's harvesting pumpkins and opening up his 2025 draft theme corn maze. He says if you have the opportunity to farm, pursue it.
I always believe anything's possible, and I've heard other success stories kind of similar to mine where they had no background in farming. So it can be done. If it's really something you want to do, pursue it. But it is a lifestyle. It's not just a career. It does change your life, and you got to be wanting to work. It's very challenging. You have to be so many different things. So if you like the challenge, if you have an opportunity and, you know, with some land or a family farm, it's definitely worth it to try.
Find resources on how to start an agricultural tourism destination at gowyagtourism.com. We're seeing some strength in the markets today across both grain and dairy. Wednesday from Chicago, December corn is trading up a half a cent at 4.13 a bushel. November soybeans up 6¼ cents at 10.12¼. December wheat is trading up a penny and a half at 5.77¼. And July 2025 new crop wheat is trading up a quarter of a cent at 6.12½. Looking at fluid milk, the October Class 3 milk contract is trading up 12 cents, crossing the $24 100-weight mark at $24.02 100-weight. The November Class 3 milk contract is up 9 cents at $23.30 100-weight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The unseasonable warmth continues today, too, under sunny skies as highs smack the mid-80s. Few more clouds filtering in here this evening, becoming partly cloudy. We'll leave us tomorrow under a mix of sun and clouds as showers and some storms move in by the afternoon and especially into the evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio Dodge County Clerk's backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's
a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself? Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster? It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Radcliffe joins us at 11:33. Weather and wine with Brittany Merlot at 11:50. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
Space. The final
frontier. These
These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the universe where no radio show has gone before via the Civic Media app. 35 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. By request, Trigby Olson confessing that he's more of a Star Wars fan than a Star Trek fan. I like both. I go both ways when it comes to Star Trek and Star Wars.
Not even close.
But here's the thing, and let's connect this back around. One of the cool things about Star Trek being, you know, the 60s or whatever, I believe I'm correct in saying it was the first broadcast television program that focused a person of color as a main character in Lieutenant Uhura. And it was William Shatner and is it Nicole? I forget her last name that played Lieutenant Uhura. The first biracial kiss on television, Star Trek. Oh. And so, I mean, even though it was science fiction, it went a long way in tackling social issues of the day.
I think it handled meetings with alien cultures way better than Star Wars did. And it's not particularly close until you start getting to newer Star Wars shows.
Correct.
I say this as somebody who loves Star Wars, but having the Trade Federation be a not-so-thinly-veiled stereotype of Chinese people was probably not the right move.
Probably not the right move in Star Wars. But no, I mean, Star Trek, I think that it was groundbreaking. And to bring it back around, what we're talking about is this issue of immigration in Wisconsin. J.D. Vance was in Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley, yesterday, and just making some bizarre our bureau chief up there, James Kelly was the one that asked the question yesterday, and he asked about healthcare, and JD Vance and Jay Matinair played it, only responded on things basically about immigration and driving this wedge of immigration. We read yesterday, Trigby, that Derek Van Orten and Tom Tiffany in Wisconsin, two Republican congressmen sent this letter to the sheriff of Dane County, Calvin Barrett, accusing the sheriff in Dane County of not arresting someone on a warrant and then letting them go because they're a quote-unquote sanctuary city. And then at the very end of the, as a former congressional staffer, you'll like this, Trigby, it was a big letter full of false accusations, and the next to last line was, quote, "We hope that did not happen in this case." Unquote. Kind of a catch-all. We just lied for a page and a half, but we'll put it, maybe it didn't happen. And the Dane County Sheriff was having none of it, and he went to social media and took on Van Orten and Tiffany and said it was disgusting, that it was disrespectful to the law enforcement officers in his department who do a great job every day. And he said at the very end, "And to save any follow-up inquiries, we have not taken reports of people eating dogs and cats," signed Sheriff Barrett. But it's just this ongoing trope of lies, which they know that it's a lie, for election profiteering. Let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I believe Matt in Middleton has been waiting the longest. Matt, listening on WMDX in Madison. Thanks for holding, Matt. We'll see you.
Hey, Todd. My query today, or my question really is, you know, this MAGA stuff, I'm always struggling because it makes me feel, you know how Trump said he loves the poorly educated?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like half of America is just really stupid or something, because if you know anything about economics, you can look at history, look at data, you can see how Republican politicians have failed people for years, and all these Republican voters that are poor or working class voting against their own interests. And as crazy as Trump is now, and the nutty stuff they're talking about and all this nonsense, it makes me feel like people are really lacking critical thinking and are just very ignorant. So my question is, because I don't see this happening in Europe, you know, far right is always trying to move, but they actually have to talk policy to get people in their camp. And here, they don't have to do that because people are so gullible. So my question is there something lacking in our educational system that isn't forming critical thinking and is leaving people vulnerable to a lot of this stuff? Or what do you think's really going on here?
Trivial. Thanks a lot for the call, Matt. Trivial Olson, you've worked against autocracies in Eastern Europe and a lot of politics here in the U.S. What are your thoughts?
Do you want the longer answer or the more detailed into the psychology of it?
We got 10 minutes. We got 8 minutes before the break. Go ahead.
Well, so I've actually, through the Lincoln Democracy Institute, which is our think tank, I've been leading this huge research project on kind of these issues. It is not really the educational system. So in psychology, they talk about, you know, the whole book, Think Fast, Think Slow.
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware of that?
I've heard of it. There's
two types of thinking that we do as humans. There's thinking that goes on. You don't think, you breathe, right? Mm-hmm. You just sort of farm that out. That happens in a part of your brain called the amygdala, which is like kind of the core functions. That's called system one thinking. System two thinking is where you're much more sort of deliberative in your thought, right? Like when you're learning mathematics, that happens mostly in the front part of your head up here.
Right.
For those. Okay. So what a lot of people have done with politics as we've moved, and this is why autocratic actors try and cloud the truth with, I don't really know what the truth is. So what it does is it creates system one thinking. Well, I'm just going to farm it out. I'll believe what Trump says. Then I don't have to really think about it, because it's troubling to think about if it really were true that people were abducting pets and eating cats and dogs, or that babies were being born and aborted, or that that illegals are voting, things that just aren't happening. You don't want to think about those things, right? Like you don't want to think about your vote being stolen. Mm-hmm. You don't want to think about your pet being abducted. You don't want to think about a baby being murdered after it's born. Okay. What's happening is people are ending up using this. Do you know what the single, and this is from research that we've been doing and it's not fully fleshed out, but right now what it seems through the research I've been doing, the single greatest factor with these people in terms of adopting, they're using system one thinking, and there's a lack of empathy when they're thinking in a system one way. Ironically, though, they have normal empathy when they think in a system two way, which is why when I have these conversations with people, a lot of times outside of Wisconsin, and I talk about my buddies who voted for Trump and some of the people I went to high school with who are MAGA, who you'd want as your neighbor because they're incredibly empathetic. When my mom was sick, some of the people who would be attacking me and saying terrible things about my involvement with the Lincoln Project were bringing me pizza because they knew I was held up in a hotel and my mom was dying,
mm-hmm.
right? Because they were stopping and thinking about it.
Right.
But what we've done in this world of conservative ecosystem, if you're listening to that weird lady over on the other part of the dial.
In Madison, Vicky, in Milwaukee.
Yeah. In Milwaukee, who's constantly going off probably about people abducting pets and eating dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Hypothetically, or whatever variant it is each day, or illegals voting, she's trying to get people to just simply, oh, well, that's the truth, because they don't want to actually think about it and ask hard questions and use system two thinking.
That's really interesting. And that's, I think, no, I'm serious.
It's fascinating.
We joke around a lot of this, not joke around, we have a lot of fun and hyperbole, but I think what you just, this is one of the things why I love traveling around the state and hanging out with Trigvy, because he just thinks at a different level than most of us, has access to it. I mean, what you just heard, folks, this is the kind of stuff Trigvy is doing all the time. And the amount of data you're gathering, it's so helpful, I think, for people to hear this and to help us understand it. And to that was a great answer.
Well, we have an op-ed I've been working with, and ironically, I've known this person for over 40 years. We met at something I got lucky enough to go to when I was a sophomore in high school, and we met. Mm-hmm. She was from Oklahoma. She's one of the leading experts on behavioral psychology in the world.
Wow.
She and I have an op-ed that we're trying to get placed where we talk about Taylor Swift and Swifties and Donald Trump and MAGA. They're built on the same basic psychological underpinnings, community, network, you know, being a part of something, vested ownership, etc. But at the most basic foundational level, they're built on something totally opposite. Taylor Swift is built on empowerment through community and the psychology of, yeah, I'm going to share a friend bracelet with my friend, even though it's somebody I don't know. And like, I'm in Poland at a Taylor Swift concert with 15-year-old Polish girls coming up to my daughters and I saying, will you be my friend? And giving me a friendship bracelet. And I'm saying, oh, I'd be honored to be your friend. Be my friend too. Mm-hmm. And we're switching these bracelets that we've made, right? Like, that's a sense of common community around empowerment and good. Then you have Trump rallies, which are all about grievance. We're going to farm the grievance out to Donald Trump. In both cases, the people are wanting co-ownership. But in one case, the person is using it for good, and we're all part of this together, Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. And in another, the person is saying, enraging the grievances and saying, I'm the answer. You'll never have to vote again. You'll have nothing to worry about if you just put your faith in me.
You don't have to think.
It's it's the same psychology of micro steps, which is where Amy's expertise is, that get people to buy in, but it's being done for the exact opposite outcomes.
Fascinating. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go up to beautiful Wisconsin Rapids, the middle part of the state. Got to get up there soon. WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. Mike listening up there. Mike, thanks for listening. What say you?
Yeah, first of all, I know a couple of you guys said you were Republicans became Democrats. I was a Democrat, became a Republican. Now I call myself a common sense conservative.
We're both, just for the record, we're both former Republicans, but we're both independent now. We don't belong to any party.
I would say I love your common sense conservative. I'm going to start using that.
Go ahead, Mike.
I'm stealing it, Mike.
Well, my question, a couple things. One, the two callers ago, she had an accent. She was an immigrant, apparently.
Yep.
I forget her name.
Yep, Karina.
Were you guys talking about legal immigrants or illegal immigrants when it came to health care and stuff like that?
Legal immigrants.
Legal.
Legal immigrants.
We weren't even really talking about immigrants. We were talking about people, for example, people who'd be here with a green card, temporary residents or stuff like that.
Documented people.
Documented people.
So you think they should have free health care?
No, we're not saying free health care, but we're saying that in certain cases, they should have a say and a right. If you're here, the government has said that you're here. For example, when my wife, because she of the work that she does, she is a Lithuanian diplomat. When she got U.S. citizenship, well, when she came to the U.S., when she wasn't a diplomat, she got permanent resident. She got a green card. She was a green card holder because she's married to an American. And with that came certain rights, but not other rights. Like, she couldn't vote in a federal election, but she could apply to get a driver's license or, you know, whatever
the distinction is. But once she became a U.S. citizen, she could vote, correct?
Yeah, once she became a U.S. citizen, which she is now. She did eventually. But she couldn't at that time because you can't be a diplomat of another country and be a U.S. citizen at the same time. Or at least, yeah.
Because we actually own a property in Mexico and we're applying to get permanent residence card. They have nothing to do with giving up our American citizenship or becoming a citizen there.
No.
But
no, the U.S. will let you be a citizen of two countries, actually.
So you guys believe that the illegal immigration is a problem right now?
Yeah, 100%. I do.
So good. We're on the same page there. That's for sure. The other question I wanted to touch on.
I would ask in what sense? I just want to go back though. In what sense? Like what? Sure. When you say illegal, I like to say undocumented immigration situation. What? When you say it's a problem, in what sense?
That we have anybody in our country that is not here legally, I think is a problem. And by different whatever news sources do, there's 10 million, 20 million. There's a lot of people in our country that are in here illegally. I think we all would agree with that. I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, Polish, or German, or Swedish like me. I think we'd all agree that there's a lot of people in our country illegally right now.
Good conversation, Mike. Don't go anywhere.
Can we have him stay? Can Mike stay? Stay
on the line, Mike. We'll pick it up. Tim from Eau Claire is up as well. Don't go anywhere. It's a Wednesday edition of the Todd Allball Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute.
Today, I want to talk about tariffs. We keep hearing this economic term bandied around, and politicians who are talking up tariffs want us to think that it's a good idea to put fees on foreign goods. It's going to, like, protect American businesses and consumers. Turns out, that's not always the case. We can't tax companies that are overseas, so we end up taxing the mostly American-owned and run companies that are just bringing goods in from around the world. So if tariffs go up by 20%, history and studies show that those companies are going to pass those extra costs right on to me and you. I don't know about you. While prices are coming down, I can't afford to pay 20% more for what I'm buying. So next time you hear some politician talking about tariffs, just remember, the ones being proposed are a tax on Americans being paid by Americans. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Welcome back to the Todd Lovall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Coming up in hour two, going to give away a chance for our text win contest for some tickets to Green Bay, the team that plays there. I can't say certain things when I talk about this contest. So the professional team that plays there, or $100 in cash or some gold. So coming up, our green and gold text to win contest. Also talking about the Just a Bit Outside movie with Kelly Call and Sean Hannish. Lots of phone calls. Going to ask people to keep it brief. Trigvi Olson, the senior advisor at Lincoln Project, with us from Washington, D.C. Mike from Wisconsin Rapids. I just want to hold you over quickly. If you could be brief, because I want to try to get everybody in here in the show. Lots of people waiting. So just very briefly again, what did you mean by a problem with illegal? What's the problem with undocumented folks in immigration, in your view?
Well, it's costing us unbelievable amount of money. We're housing a lot of them. We're getting free health care, free phones, feeding them. I mean, it's unbelievable the cost that it's incurring the United States of America. And we're $35 trillion in debt, and both sides don't seem to care about the deficit.
All right, Trigvi, very quickly, and I'll go.
So what I would just say to you is, and I think, you know, I've probably been in and around politics for 25, 30 years. There's been three attempts post-Reagan and amnesty to address the issue. They were all done in a bipartisan way. In some cases, all of them were really a combination of people who were basically granted amnesty, people who were put on lists, who might be here working to attempt to get green cards or other status, and then people who are going to be deported. Think people who might do terrorist acts or whatever. Every single one of them was eventually killed when the right, and John McCain, who I used to work for, was at the center of a couple of them, trying to address it. So the people would either be, if they were a cost and were here for reasons just to, you know, live off the graciousness of the American people, they'd be removed. If they were here for political reasons or whatever, they would get status. And if they were here working and whatnot, they would get a different kind of status. Every single one of those got killed, usually because the right-wing media inflamed it, and politicians. And quite frankly, as when I was doing Republican politics, I played this game at times. When in reality, the problem just keeps getting worse and worse, and we refuse to figure out a way to address it. And Donald Trump went and did that again, quite frankly, with the bipartisan reform bill. James Lankford was one of the most conservative members of the United States Senate. They wanted to have it as an issue to run on, just as conservative media, quite frankly, wants to have it as an issue to talk about because it gets listeners and people charged up.
And really quick, Mike, I super appreciate the discussion we're having. This is what we should have, you know, just suss these things out, discuss them. But I'll simply say my experience working immigration in the United States Congress, both parties underfund the Immigration Service, and therefore that makes the problem nearly unsolvable. That's number one. Number two, while yes, there are certain cases where folks get assistance, it is not cost. J.D. Vance's accusation yesterday that that's what shut down the Eau Claire Hospital is absolutely false. And you want to know, according to Twigvy's colleague, Stuart Stevens, a former Republican as well, one of the biggest drains on our tax dollars for social welfare programs, white U.S. citizens in Mississippi. 40% of Mississippi, their overall state budget, comes from the federal government because they're so poor. So it's not quote unquote illegals that are draining. That is hyperbole that is used by Republicans. But Mike, I got to move on because I got everybody. But thank you so much. Always welcome on the show. 855-752-4842. Tim in Eau Claire, listening to WCFW. Tim, if you can make it brief, what say you?
Yeah, a caller a little bit ago was talking that said that Trump liked uneducated people. He loved them. Yeah, he does. The whole MAGA movement does because it gives them talking points. They can denigrate them and slam them, say they're welfare cheats and that kind of thing. You know, that's why they want them. They want to keep them that way so they got somebody they can blame for stuff.
Yeah, appreciate it, Tim. Thanks so much. Really appreciate your comments. 855-752-4842. Zomers, we got Susan next, I believe, calling in. Susan, very quickly, what say you?
Oh, wow. I was just calling to say a lot of times people assume that someone who does not speak English fluently is illegal. And no, for my family, my great grandmother was an immigrant. She did not speak English. She spoke Polish. My grandmother was bilingual. My mother chose not to learn Polish, and I really wish I had. But the fact is that a lot of times people who speak Spanish or another language are not illegals. They're just people who are here and have not learned the language fluently.
100% great point. I have close friends and family who are immigrants, and it has happened. It happened in 16. It's happening again. People who are not white and don't speak fluent English are being looked at in certain ways and treated certain ways because of this dangerous, dangerous rhetoric. Let's go to Bill.
Can I add one thing on that, Todd?
Yep.
So my wife obviously speaks Lithuanian and Russian. My kids, they speak both Lithuanian and English fluently. They're both native tongue. I speak really poor Lithuanian. But when we're out and about in certain parts of the country, occasionally, if we don't want people to know what we're talking about, we'll talk in Lithuanian. And you do get strange looks,
right?
Sort of like, you're not from here.
Yeah. Yep. Totally agree. 855-752-4842. Bill, listening on WMDX in Madison. Bill, quickly, if you can, please go ahead.
Yes. I would just like to say the problem we have with immigration is due to the fact that people hire them. We have all of these white business people and CEOs of large corporations who hire these people, and that's why they come here, because they can get jobs. And if they went after the laws that we have on the books right now to take care of that problem and find these businesses and maybe even arrest some of the CEOs, we wouldn't have this issue. And the reason that we don't go after them is obvious, because we don't want to go after those businesses. They make a lot of money off of it. They make tons of money off of these people. They get low wages because the wages are kept down by threat of deportation. And those people are scared to ask for more money. So therefore, they make a bank off of this. And we, the Republicans, complain about it.
Thanks, Bill. Really appreciate it. Very quickly, Trevi, 10 seconds.
The other side of that is there's a lot of those jobs aren't jobs that people who are here want.
Exactly. Trigvy Olson, always a pleasure, my friend. Fantastic. You're going to fill in a little bit for me next Tuesday afternoon, and then Wednesday we'll be live in L.A. Thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate you.
Live in L.A.?
Yeah, next week. We're taking the show to L.A. Stay tuned. More on the other side.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Carl and Peggy Hendricks from the Hendricks Distillery in Oshkosh. And Sarah Enwald, festival manager for Festivals of Cedarburg, joins to discuss Cedarburg's Wine and Harvest Festival.
Nightlight with P. Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite news podcast? Good news.
ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Yeah. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy with podcasts like The Daily, Up First, and Five Things, uninterrupted at amazon.com/adfree. Just head to amazon.com/adfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.